Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never, here it comes.
Number five.
Okay, let's look at this for a second. We're ranked 35th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178 in infant mortality, third in median household income. But we sure watch a buttload of television.
Yay, go America.
We're number one.
Hello. A 25-year-old guy in Brooklyn named AJ just set a new world record by binge-watching television for 94 straight hours, which is just under 4 days. And it's, look, I love watching TV, but when you hear about how he did it, it's a lot of telly. He started on a Friday, finished on a Tuesday, and watched a lot of Game of Thrones and Battlestar Galactica.
That's not so tough. I love Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
don't make that face.
Stop it. No.
It's a great show. Not the original so much. The remake that was done a few years ago.
Oh, all right. Well, he actually says it was awful because to set the record, you only get a five-minute break once an hour to use the bathroom. Other than that, you have to stare at the TV and can't look away.
Again, doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, it does. But you can't even glance away. Like, if somebody calls your name, you can't glance up at them when they say, did you want to open the 14th bottle of wine? You can't
I can have tunnel vision looking at the, I have this discussion with my wife. Honey, I'm talking to you. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I bet you can't. And actually, we've got this guy, AJ, and he said it really starts to mess with your mind after a while.
Around the second day, I started having, like, minor hallucinations. We were seeing, like, you know, words on the screen, like little writings on the TV shows, like on the screen that weren't actually there. Kind of forget that there's an outside world at that point. You're just trapped in this tiny little room. There's like a few hours where I don't remember most of it. And the doctor on site said that was probably, you know, these little micro naps that your body forces you to take. I would not do it again. I would not recommend doing it. But yeah, you know, it's a really cool story.
Oh, God. I bet he did it in his parents' basement, too.
He just sounds
like that kind of a guy, right?
Yeah, those little words on the screen were, get a life. get a life.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number four.
Sharon, I have to admit something to you. I think I have an addiction.
Oh, yeah? What?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to...
Oh, hang on.
Seriously, yeah. We're in the middle of a show.
Let me turn that off. I'm sorry. Well, I have my phone with me constantly.
You think I don't know that?
Yeah, I know. And the problem is...
We're in the middle of a show. Are you right? Turn the bloody thing off. How rude.
I'm sorry.
I got my phone off.
Okay. See, well, my wife is complaining that I'm on the phone too much.
Oh. Whoa, how outrageous an allegation would that be? As you just have it ring twice in the middle of the show, in the middle of our break.
I forgot to turn it off. I'm really sorry about that. But it's... Oh, hang on. It's just been...
Hey!
Yeah, hello. Large pizza, please. No.
Excuse me. You are not serious right now. Hang on a minute. I'm sorry about this. Cliff?
Extra cheese?
Cliff?
Can you deliver it around 5?
We're in the middle of a break.
I'm sorry. So why don't I ask Siri? Because I don't think I have an addiction.
To your phone? Oh, my Lord. You might as well put a ring on your phone. You're more engaged with it than you are with anything else. But go ahead. See, knock yourself out. Ask her.
Siri, my wife and now apparently Sharon thinks I'm on my phone too much. Are they right?
I have bad news for you. It doesn't matter what the reality is in terms of whether or not you are on your phone too much. If your wife thinks that you are. The truth is that she is probably on her phone just as much as you are, but does that matter? Oh heck no. Women don't need evidence to prove their argument, they just need to believe that they are right. You can fight this battle all you want to, but sadly, you will lose, so my advice is just tell her she is right and don't change anything. Odds are that she will forget that she was mad once she knows that she won the argument.
Okay, so I'm wrong, you're right.
It doesn't sound sincere. You need to learn to fake sincerity better, I think. Okay? It's the key to any good marriage.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
When's the last time you phoned the cable company and said, hey, I need something fixed that they had to actually show up at your house and do? And they said, hey, we're going to be there 3 weeks from Thursday, sometime between 8 and 5. Don't you love when you get that call,
right? Oh, my God. They narrow it right down to, you know, an 8-hour window or something. Well, this one particular cable guy showed up at exactly the right time. His name is Joseph Spencer, and he's a DirecTV technician in Mesa, Arizona. And he just finished up a job the other day when someone told him, hey, the house... I don't know if you know the house. Look at that. It looks like the house over there is on fire. He's like, crap. So this guy, Joseph, instead of, what would you do? You see a house on fire, depending on how engulfed in flames it is, we definitely call 911.
Sure.
But this guy smashed a window, kind of called out in there, is there anybody in there? Heard somebody yelling for help. So then he crawled on his hands and knees under the smoke until he found the guy. And it turns out it was an army veteran in a wheelchair who's a double amputee.
Wow.
So this guy, the cable guy, pulled him to the window and he and the neighbour managed to get him out. And the guy's recovering now. The fire department's investigating. But Joseph, the cable guy, just says, you know, I'm really glad I was there, the right place, the right time, and able to help out.
And no kidding. And he convinced the guy to take HBO and 8 premium movie channels. Score!
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number...
this is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb. It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb or something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, crook
news.
Kimberly Miller is a nun at a convent in Philadelphia. She was driving to New Jersey in the middle of the night, slammed her car through the window of an auto repair shop, and then drove away. Now get this. The cops pulled her over and found her blood alcohol level was 0.16, which is twice the legal limit. So she was arrested for drunk driving and several other charges. And it gets really interesting from here.
Yeah, because she was just in court last week, and here's what she blamed it on. She says she took an Ambien that night and then had a glass of wine.
A glass of wine.
Yeah, a glass of wine. Her lawyers say they must have interacted and made her go a little bit crazy because she has absolutely no memory of the entire night. Now, nobody obviously wants to call a nun a liar, but the prosecutors say the Ambien story is a little bit dodgy. She never mentioned it before, and she even told the cops about other meds she was taking at the time of the accident, but she never mentioned Ambien until later when it came time to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
And so now a judge is going to rule on the case, and she could be, this nun, could actually be facing jail time. So... I don't know, but she's got a clean record. She's a nun with a clean record, so she'll probably just get probation and a fine, right?
Well, I would imagine, but we can't let this go. What do you call a nun that crosses the state lines and gets drunk?
I don't know. What do you call a nun that crosses state lines to get drunk?
A Roman Catholic with a bad habit.
Oh.
You see?
I was thinking of Jesus take the wheel, right, for that one.
How many drinks should she have had?
None. She shouldn't have been driving. If you're going to do Ambien and drink wine, don't drive. Catch a plane. She could have been the flying nun, right?
If she's going to take Ambien and drink wine, then she should get out of that habit.
Oh,
I think we have to stop now.
I think we've done.
Yeah,
you can say that again.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Well, this is going to be a little different than I thought.
Number one.
Have you ever thought what you would do if you were on... you know, a game show, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and they ask you what you do for fun. What would you be saying aside from drinking wine? What would be something that, you know, I'd probably start quoting the Tim McGraw song "Live Like You Were Dying." I like skydiving and riding that bull. And I'd be making stuff
so
up just to make myself look good.
You'd be BSing basically.
I'd be lying through my teeth.
See,
absolutely.
What is it when you think about what do you do for fun? And you're right, we like to drink wine, but what
like to drink wine.
There's buying wine. Right?
Buying wine.
There's reading about wine.
Love reading about wine.
There's wine tastings.
I like my wine app that shows me what's really hot right now.
There you go. I think we're well-rounded. I think we're okay.
I think we're covering all bases when it comes to wine.
Well, there was a librarian named Margaret Miles, and she was on Jeopardy just recently. And Alex asked her what she liked to do for fun. And it turns out librarians have a kind of boring idea of fun.
You have the demeanor of a librarian. You're very calm. And you know a lot. I mean, you're leading now with $7,600. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Knit.
Good for her.
And pet cats. I'm hopelessly stereotypical.
I love it.
I love it too. I think she sounds adorable, actually. If she do, I could have her over to my place. We could knit and pet cats together and drink wine.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.